Now it's time for our feature. A regular contributor to the Evening News opinion column is broadcaster Helen McDermott. She muses on the view that old established hand signals, which you may recognise, are now obsolete. Extracts from her piece are read by Sam Elmhurst.
Well, would you believe it? The old established hand signal for a phone call could very soon become obsolete. You know the sign I mean, as the hand is held up to the ear and the thumb is extended as far as it will go, and while at the same time the little finger, or the pinky, is doing the same. Actually, now I come to think of it, I haven't seen anybody doing this finger-thumb stuff for ages as a way to get me to call them. I suppose it's because most people use texting or WhatsApp or whatever these days instead of that particular hand gesture. And apparently it's not only that hand signal that's becoming obsolete. Scribbling in the air on one hand to request your bill, or tapping your wrist to ask what time it is, all signs that the younger generation is finding it hard to fathom. Signs of the times. Do pardon the pun, I dare say. But does anybody remember the days when you'd wind down the car window and wave your hand slowly up and slowly down as a signal that you were decreasing speed? Or how about the one where you signalled a circular motion as an invitation for somebody to overtake? With the amount of technology a car carries these days, I suspect that if you made this kind of signal nowadays, very few people under 60 would understand what all the hand-waving and arm-wagging added up to. The other thing that's likely to happen with all the fast traffic is you watching your arm being swiped off and swept away. We use our hands a lot, often without realising it. When I worked as a barmaid in a London pub, one hand gesture that became particularly annoying was the clicking fingers, and the posher the pub, the louder the clicks. It was tweedy blokes in slick and sporty cars who were the worst offenders. And many a time an odious punter would click his way out of getting any service. Funny how much more deaf I became as his clicks got more desperate. You know, I admire the patience of people behind the bar, especially when they deal with drunks. It's a skill they may no longer have to use now that COVID's haunting the pubs and nobody is allowed to queue at the bar anymore. Maybe it's something to celebrate. I do hope some hand gestures survive, and some that even the younger generation might be able to work out, like wanting a cup of tea or blowing a kiss. We might borrow the old French one of shrugging your shoulders when you don't know an answer. And now back to the news.